Artificial intelligence guru Andrew Ng on just when exactly we should start panicking about the killer robots.
I think worrying about AI evil killer robots today is like worrying about overpopulation on the planet Mars.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There is a lot of discussion about artificial intelligence and intelligent machines, what this tech can do and how it might affect our lives and our jobs. But AI pioneer Andrew Ng thinks we should focus on programming those smart machines in the first place. Ng is the co-founder of the online education company Coursera. This fall, Coursera is offering classes in deep learning, which is kind of the next level in artificial intelligence. If the first level is machine learning, which is where computers use data to learn things that aren't specifically programmed, then deep learning is when computers create a version of thinking that lets them learn more complex concepts and use what they learn to learn more things. I'll let Andrew Ng take it from here.
Once upon a time, we used to have debates about whether all of society needs to be literate. And today we figured out that it's actually good if, you know, pretty much everyone knows how to read and write. In the future, I think that it will actually be good if almost everyone knows how to code. Literacy is a great way for people and people to communicate. And computer literacy or learning the basics of coding is a good way for humans and machines to communicate. And I would love a future where even, you know, the proprietors of a mom and pop store can write a little bit of code so that they can customize the display in the shop window. I think we have long ways to go into society still to teach a lot more people to code, and I don't see a shortage of work.
We now think of reading as pretty easy to learn, right? That the vast majority of people can learn to read by age 5 or 6. Is coding similar in terms of difficulty?
I believe, and science seems to support this, that almost anyone can learn almost anything. And certainly, I think a lot of people, almost everyone, could learn to code and learn to build AI systems.
What kind of prerequisites are there to learn about deep learning? I assume I should not sign up for this course.
To jump into the deeplearning.ai course, you need basic programming knowledge and some prior experience, a little bit of prior experience with machine learning would help. But even if you don't have that and just know how to write simple code, you might be able to follow along with the course.
I think right now there's a lot of hype around AI. It's almost a buzzword. Like you hear companies essentially say, I put some AI in it and now it is way better. But it's hard, I think, to sometimes understand what that really means. Like, do you have some examples of what systems, what products artificial intelligence might actually change?
One funny thing about AI is that once it works, people seem to stop thinking about it as AI. Once upon a time, the software that your cell phone or your GPS has now for finding the shortest way to drive from San Francisco to Palo Alto, that was bleeding edge AI, but now we all just use it. You know, it's your cell phone GPS. What's the big deal? Once upon a time, spam filters was bleeding edge AI, but now, you know, it's commonplace. Part of me thinks that when we actually have self-driving cars, these AI-powered self-driving cars that seem so exciting and sexy today, I hope that when we reach that day, you just think of it as your car. It won't be an AI-powered car anymore.
Well, so, and then you've also said, on the topic of drivers and many others, that Silicon Valley needs to recognize that this technology is going to take a lot of jobs away. What sort of efforts do you feel? What sort of responsibility do you feel in that area?
Yeah, people don't like this term, but I think the East and West Coast, quote, elites have certainly created a lot of wealth. They're actually very good at that. But I think that, to be bluntly honest, we may have also left some of the country behind. So if we want to create not just a wealthier society, but also a fairer one, I think there's important work ahead of us. The solution I favor is conditional basic income, where we have the government support people to keep learning so that anyone who loses a job has a better chance of learning what they need in order to re-enter the workforce and contribute to the tax base that's paying for all this. You know, I think there's a lot of lot to be said about the dignity of work, and we should put in place the support for people to learn what they need so that every man and every woman has a shot at being able to do meaningful work.
And what about the education part of that? I mean, I assume that you see Coursera as part of an attempt to rethink education. This model hasn't necessarily been as disruptive or displaced higher education as much as people thought. But do you think it plays a role in that retraining?
I think Coursera can play a huge role in helping retraining lots of displaced workers. I'm not convinced that Coursera by itself would be the entire solution. But what we're seeing is that there are a lot of people that are post-college that are taking Coursera courses to keep improving your career. You know, the old model of education where you go to college for 4 years and then coast for the next 40, it just doesn't work in today's world where knowledge decays so rapidly and you need to keep learning new things. And I think Coursera has helped really millions of people gain those new skills to keep on upskilling your career.
Very recently, there's been a big uptick in people expressing a lot of concern, and that uptick includes people like Elon Musk, who are saying that we, you know, need a neural interlace right now so that we can communicate with machines. What do you say to that? It sounds like you have a much more measured view.
I found that on average, the more someone knows about AI, the less fearful they seem to be of it. I think that we will build an AI-powered society that will deliver much better education, healthcare, transportation. So I am a bit dismayed when there are a few individuals that seem to be trying to slow down progress in AI when the rest of us are actually working hard to accelerate progress. I think the dystopian futures of, you know, AI evil killer robots, I've said before, I think worrying about AI evil killer robots today is like worrying about overpopulation on the planet Mars. You know, it could happen. Maybe the planet Mars will be overpopulated. But I think as a society, we're massively overinvesting today in studying the overpopulation on planet Mars problem and putting more of those resources and actually figuring out how to land on Mars, how to advance AI would be better for society.
That's Andrew Ng. He's the co-founder of Coursera. He is also reportedly creating a $150 million venture capital fund with a focus on AI. But when we asked him about that, he wouldn't comment. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.